around the world, and right here in our own backyard. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show covers the great game of golf from tee to green. Now, join us on the first tee with your hosts, Greg Ellis and Jim Hill.
Wow, 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 I want candy. Out of the gate. It's a great video, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
This is the days when they had videos.
Oh, exactly.
Remember when MTV had these things called music videos on it? That's the M and MTV.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Music television.
Good morning and welcome to Bunker Golf Show. I'm Greg Ellis. He's your music aficionado, Jim Hill. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Greg, CQ, and Trev, and all our listeners. Oh, man, spring training is underway. We've got the API going on. Spring has sprung. The temperatures are getting... This is the perfect time of year, this and fall, because you get nice, crisp mornings, and you get warm afternoons, and, oh, man, it's just a good time to be alive.
No doubt about it. And there was golf going on last week. Oh, my goodness. Was there a boatload of golf last week? It was absolutely remarkable to be able to watch. It even carried into this week. They didn't play 54 holes, Jim.
It was so nice. They played it more.
Yeah, they played the whole thing. By golly! And Austin Eckroat is your winner of last week's Cognizant Classic down in at PGA National. I wonder if it's still going to be called PGA National since PGA Nationals are now moved to Frisco. I don't know how can they call it PGA National anymore.
Frisco, Texas, by the way.
Is not going to be that anymore. Interesting.
Well, they're already gone, so they're still calling it PGA National, and that's already down there. So
I guess so.
But you know, Greg, you're saying Austin Eckroat won, and yes, he did. But and he won by a lot. But I looking at Austin Eckroat when he came out and all this, I'm surprised it had taken him this long.
He is a solid player, another Oklahoma Stater that absolutely can just tear it up, shot 65, 67, 68, 67, to have a three-shot victory over Eric Van Rooyen. And watch out, boys and girls.
Oh, yeah.
Minwoo Lee.
Let it cook.
We're going to see a brother-sister combination win on the PGA Tour and Minji Lee on the LPGA Tour very soon.
But how about Van Rooyen's round on Sunday? He birdies 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, par 7, birdies 8.
Yeah.
So he shoots 29 on the front. I thought, ooh. He kind of got his momentum broken up on the backside because of the rain delay.
Yeah, exactly.
He did get finished on Sunday, but I think that really hurt him. But, you know, Austin Eckroat had, you know, he slept on a kind of lead, you know, but it was mid-round. So he got a couple holes in on Sunday and then had to finish it off on Monday. So
he wins, and here's what he had to say when he was done.
Yeah, I'm just really, you know, happy with how I played the bear trap. You know, it's not a fun finish whenever you have to hold on to a lead. And then the adversity of, you know, sleeping mid-round, and you know, I'm just really happy with how I handled it. You know, I just kept telling myself, you know, that, you know, I put myself in this position, you know, for a reason. It's what I want to do, you know, and then, you know, I was just happy that I was able to perform under the situation.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Played solid. Didn't waver one single bit coming down the wire. It just looked like everything was going to go his way, and it did. And interestingly, if you look at his former teammates, a couple of them, Victor Hovland and Matthew Wolf.
Yep.
Well, Matthew Wolf is unheard of. He's on the exhibition tour now. And Victor Hovland is struggling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but Victor Hovland, as you well know, Greg, is 1 week from just breaking through. He's always got, I mean, he is such a happy-go-lucky guy that if he's playing bad, it's usually because he's working on something, making a change, and it doesn't affect him. He can play poorly 1 week and just bounce back and go bananas the next week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He is going through a swing change, and he's trying to get back to hitting the fade again. For some reason, started drawing the ball and started playing worse, so he's working on trying to get back to hitting that little fader again.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. What else did we have going on last week? Well, we had the Argentina, the 117 Visa Argentina Open.
That's a great name for a golf tournament.
I know, right? Next year, will it be the 118
Visa? Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, Mason Anderson.
Uh-huh, ASU boy.
That's right, is your winner there. Jordan Gumberg wins at the DP World Tour SDC Championship. And they wrapped up the LPGA HSBC Women's World Championship, where Hannah Green wins, making birdie on the last hole to take down Celine Boutier. They were tied, and she made about a 30-footer to win the tournament. Here's what Hannah Green had to say when she was done.
I've always loved coming to Singapore. 2021 was my first year. I almost won the championship. I three-putted 17 and then three-putted 18 to lose by one. So it's a place that I really enjoy coming to. You know, the food is always amazing. The golf course is great. And we've been very fortunate today with the weather to hold up. So, yeah, it feels great to have this trophy in my hands.
Yeah, she can golf her ball. And, you know, the sign of a true champion is somebody that can come down the wire and know they need to get something done and get it done. And we're going to talk about one player that is a fan favorite that did that yesterday to be able to make the cut on the number at the API. But Your exhibition tour went on last week, Jim.
Now it's my exhibition tour.
Yep, the exhibition tour, otherwise known as Live Golf, played last week, and Joaquin Niemann continues his dominance in world golf.
Yes.
You just have to say it because he won a few weeks before that. He won the Australian PGA, went over, played on the Asian tour. To get world ranking points, and then goes out and wins at Jeddah and takes down the $4 million first place. But the story was really Adrian Marung.
Yes.
The most recent defector to the LIV Tour. Interestingly enough, doesn't understand how the rules of golf work because he's never had to experience this before. But had a little $250,000 fine, so to speak.
Well, you know what? Those fines go down a lot easier. You got that big upfront money. So I think Adrian's going to be okay.
Get big upfront money, though.
What did he do, guys?
So anyway, he's playing and gets, and this is the second time that Liv has passed out a two-stroke or a one-stroke penalty for slow play.
Ooh.
So anyway, according to a press release, from Liv, Marung's group, who was with John Rahm and Kevin Na, was officially warned of their place on the 10th hole after starting on hole number 2. They were put on the clock on 14. Well, on his second stroke, Marung was first to play, received over time of exceeding 2 minutes to take a shot, which he only had 40 seconds to be able to take. And Marung was immediately notified by officials and assessed a one-stroke penalty.
Wow.
Therefore, instead of tying for fifth, he goes to sixth place, only makes $508,000 for sixth place.
I'm sorry.
Cost him $250,000 for that slow play. But you know, at least I've got to give
Thank you. Thank you. I was waiting for this.
They're not afraid to pass out a slow play penalty. I don't know how you can play slow in a shotgun.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's so much. It's so obvious in a shotgun.
Right.
Because there's a big gap in front of you, and you guys are holding up the guys behind you. Okay, we're putting you on the clock. You know what, Greg? For all your disdain for the Liv professional golf tour,
the only thing I disdain is the team event because it's contrived.
Well,
I love to watch good golf.
Well, but here's what I was going to say.
They only play 54 holes.
Here's what I'm saying, though. At least they're putting their money where their mouth is. Well, at the API, we had a three-person cut this week.
They're enforcing the rules.
And so they slapped the guys.
12.
No, I know. but they're slapping the guys with a penalty. Right. And I think that's great. You know what? Because you can find a guy X, you know, $100,000, and it doesn't matter. But we start hitting them with strokes, and they finish further back in the event. That matters.
Yeah, fines don't do anything.
No,
deal. You're right.
I will tell you this. On Cox Cable,
yes,
the CW or the WC or whatever the Live Golf is on Channel 7 on Cox Cable.
Yeah, it used to be on 6, now it's on 7.
Yeah, and so I was going to go watch the API rain delay. Man, right there, just jumped out at me. I watched the Live Golf. I think it was on tape, but it was good.
Oh, so you watched the replay of it?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Because they were in Jetta. Yeah, they weren't teeing it off.
Oh, they were in Jetta for that one. Yeah, right.
But what I'm saying is, and I've watched it before, and I enjoy watching it. And listen, if you notice, the PGA Tour coverage is adapting a little bit, right?
Yes,
we'll live golf. We're not watching with like here, we got the golf show. We're watching dude walk up the fairway, bend over, mark his ball. Man, live golf is shot.
Yeah.
And so there's a bunch of action. And I like seeing more golf. I'm not really crazy about seeing swampy rear ends walk up the fairway. You know what I mean?
You know the best way to watch it is watch the 20-minute highlight.
Yeah.
That's the best way. You get all the golf right there. You see everybody that's doing anything, and then it's done. You don't have to sit there for 4 hours.
But here's something. Another great way to watch the tour is at work. You got on your computer, right?
Right.
You go to the PGA Tour leaderboard for that week, whatever.
Right.
And then you can kind of you follow the scores that are happening, and they've got these little. It shows you exactly where the shot went.
Yeah.
And if they do something really good, they always have it on film. And there's a little box you can click it, and you can watch the shots.
Exactly.
Wait a second, at work.
Well, yeah. I'm on lunch break.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Lunch break. Yeah.
By the way, guys, do you want to hear from the winner?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
How about that? Here you go.
I think that's the way it should be. I wanna feel it, and I wanna think I'm the best all the time. And I think that's the only way to be confident and play good golf. So yeah, I mean, if I think it's something that you need to believe in yourself to be out here playing this competitive golf and be winning tournaments. So yeah.
So he's in the Masters by invitation from the Masters, which he should be as one of the top international players and winning the Australian PGA. He's in the Open Championship because of his win at the Australian PGA.
Sorry.
The only thing he's missing is the U.S. Open and the PGA Championship, which he probably won't get in the PGA Championship.
I thought he got another exemption this week.
I think it was the Open Championship. I don't know if he got in the PGA or not. We'll look into that and see if he's in those three majors. But the U.S. Open, you know what? He's not afraid to go and do what he needs to do.
Qualify,
and
sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't go and try and qualify someplace for the U.S. Open.
Exactly.
All right, when we come back, we're going to jump into This Week in Golf. And oh, my gosh, we are completely all over the world. For golf this week. I don't even know if we have enough time in this first set, in this first hour, to be able to get through all these events. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show, Arizona's number one golf show for 34 years. Been bringing it to you live every Saturday morning right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Listen to every sun.
Brady cans it from the left side.
Every Coyote.
Cuts back between the circles. Backhander scores.
On the Arizona Sports app. The Arizona Sports app is presented by Ready Services Plumbing and Air Conditioning.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners. We are proud to have as one of our partners, Athlons. They are the golf shoe of champions, no doubt about it. If you missed the show last week, we had Tim Markison, the founder of Athlons, on with us to be able to talk about the new shoe, the Manna Mangrove Pro Shoes. I can tell you from personal experience, I've been wearing a certain brand of golf shoe all my life, and when I put the Mangrove Manna on, I'll tell you, it was like slipping on a slipper. Oh, look at Jim Hill's even sporting them today. Very nice, Jim. And they are comfortable. You feel your feet on the ground. And that is the best thing because it gives you great stability. You've got great force that helps your body to be able to use everything from the ground up like a golf swing is supposed to be. And I'll tell you what, just ask Bernhard Langer. he'll tell you that the Athlon shoe is number one with him. So if you're not wearing the Man of Mangrove, go check them out at athlons.com and get your pair today. I can assure you, you won't be disappointed.
College basketball brackets, the crack of a wooden bat. Oh, spring is here, Masonians, and that means the end of winter sale at Brooklyn Betting. Going on now through March 12th. Everything in-store and online is 25% off. Head on over to one of Brooklyn Betting's 14 Basin locations and tell them Wolf sent you. There's no pushy salespeople, just knowledgeable sleep experts that will help you find the best sleep ever on the best mattress ever. That's Brooklyn Betting, Arizona built for America's dreams.
Calling all golf fans. Join us March 28th through the 31st at Seville Golf and Country Club in Gilbert, Arizona as the best of the LPGA Tour returns to the Valley for the Ford Championship presented by KCC. Come out and watch the world's best players, including Nelly Korda, Celine Boutier, Brooke Henderson, and Lydia Ko, compete to be crowned champion. Daily, weekly, and hospitality tickets are on sale now. You won't want to miss the premier golf event of the year. Visit FordChampionship.com to buy tickets and learn more today.
Hi, Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. Golf is meant to be fun. We get that. In fact, our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Our club is renowned for exceptional playing conditions, friendly service, and a challenging layout. The course allows players of all abilities to get out and really enjoy the game while utilizing every club in their bag. Better yet, around here doesn't take all day to play or drain your wallet. Now we are most excited to announce the addition of our new Top Tracer range. There's 21 bays open day and night. They are equipped with the same state-of-the-art technology that you see on the television coverage of the professional tours. Top Tracer software can dramatically improve your game and also provide games that excite both the kids and adults. Don't forget to end your day at our popular Scratch Pub and Grill. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Kaja Gugu.
It's two in a row. I can't believe it.
Oh, yeah. Kaja Gugu.
All right, boys, we're going to make every effort to stay on the rails.
All right, let's
I got
go.
A quick question for you guys. Is Joaquin Neiman the hottest player on the planet?
Without a doubt. Okay. And it's really unfortunate. It's unfortunate that he went to the LIV Tour from the standpoint of it does rob the people of being able to see him because of how poor the coverage is and how poor the website is for LIV to not be able to. They've got to do something to be able to market their guys better because, you know, granted, everybody knows Roach Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, John Rahm, Dustin Johnson. They know all those names. But Joaquin Neiman was just starting to come into it.
Cusp.
And
yeah.
this guy could have absolutely overtaken world number one in a New York minute just because of how he plays. And I'm telling you, don't count him out at Augusta this year. This guy is absolutely the hottest player on tour. Okay. But not only is he the hottest right now, but he has been consistently good.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. He's not firing and falling back.
No.
And but again, now, so you look at what LIV is doing. We all know what they're a market disruptor. Let's just call it how it is.
That's a good point.
But what they're doing is really, if you look behind the big names, where they're pulling players out of areas that can be have a great potential for golf development.
Evan Mironk, for example.
Right, Mironk. You look at Joaquin Neiman, John Rahm, a global...
Abraham Answer,
right.
Matthew
Right.
Wolf.
So these these players, I shouldn't say kids, these players that, like, Rahm's falling in Spain, great opportunity for growth in Spain. They've kind of stuttered a little bit in Spain. They've got some great golf courses. But they're getting players out of areas they see a potential for huge golf development. And so I think that's the strategy behind their acquisitions has been pretty remarkable.
It's going to be interesting to see how things unveil. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit and some big news that came down this week in a couple of fronts. But first of all, we want to talk about this week in golf. They are playing one of the most iconic golf tournaments of the year. They're playing the Arnold Palmer Invitational presented by MasterCard, where there is a gaggle of leaders at the API. Shane Lowry, Hideki Matsuyama, Russell Henley, Brian Harman, Wyndham Clark, and Scotty Scheffler are all sitting there atop the leaderboard at 7 under par. And the interesting thing is, Hideki Matsuyama is sitting there and had a two-chip on Thursday.
Yep, and he's a little nicked up, too. But that two-chip only counted as a one-chip.
That's exactly right, because the rules of golf
change.
That's exactly right.
Where's T.C. Chen when you need him?
I know. So anyway, also, it was a 69-player field because for some reason Tony Finau...
Why? I don't get that.
I don't either, and I think that the PGA Tour needs to make sure if they're going to have a 70-player field, they have a 70-player field, and they need to figure out a way to have alternates for these events, just like they have alternates for the regular events. Howsomever,
so if he had been one of the Aeon 5 qualifiers, because there's a couple different ways to qualify for this.
There's the first 60 and then,
Because he was in the first 60, there was no alternate. Yeah. Had he been one of the other qualifiers, they would have replaced him with the next guy on the list. So it was a really, it's strangely worded.
It's very convoluted these days.
Yeah, it is. But but it was just, but I don't know why he didn't play. But, you know, the cut was low 50 and within 10 shots of the lead.
Right.
So that's why the cut went to plus three, excuse me, because the leaders were at 7. Now, what if you're not watching and paying attention, Brian Harman was about to go, well, he did, he went to 8 under, and then he bogeyed 18.
Yeah.
So that let a couple more guys in, so it's kind of interesting to see that.
Yeah, it let, let's just make sure of it. It let let Ludvig Åberg back in it. Ricky Fowler birdied 16 and 18.
Yes.
To be able to get in it. Jake Knapp, who's been playing really well, he made it in on the number. Interesting names that missed the cut. Nicolai Højgaard, Matt Fitzpatrick, Adam Scott, Justin Rose, Colin Morikawa all missed the cut. Tommy Fleetwood shoots 80 in the final round.
With a 10.
Round with a 10 on a hole to miss the cut.
So he had a 10 and an eagle.
Yeah. How about that? Biggest dispersion in golf.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
But, you know, so we talked just for a second about Ricky Fowler burning 16 and 18 to get in. 18's a hard hole, even though Robert Gomez would say it's not that tough.
Right.
But that little things throughout a golf tournament or throughout the year are it's funny how they spark things. Birdieing 18 to get in on the number, and the way he hit it like 10 feet and just dead centered the putt for birdie. I'm wondering if that doesn't get Ricky kind of jump started and back into a good space where
Ricky's wondering the same thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, Brian Harman is one of your co-leaders, and here's what he had to say, and it's echoed through just about every player as far as the course difficulty now at Bay Hill.
It's a bear, man. It's only going to get harder. I don't know when it flips. You know, it used to be kind of not like a birdie fest, but you feel like you can make a ton of birdies, and then all of a sudden we show up one year and it's U.S. Open conditions. And I thought kind of had to change my mindset around here because it'll eat you up if you try to play like a birdie fest. So you got to play patient golf, take it where you can, and it's tough. It's really hard.
But, Greg, the golf ball's too long.
The golf ball is too long.
And the leaders are at 7 under.
Yeah.
Okay. So
for
that
two
just
rounds, by the way.
Yeah, that just shows me all I need to know. How you, golf course set. Now, listen. Bay Hill's got great bones and you can make it hard.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you want to do or could do that with every golf course, but you look at agronomic conditions and that's how you control
the rough is 4.5 inches.
Right. Yeah. And the greens are firm and they're rolling. I mean, listen. Yeah. You know, you shoot 7 under, you break par the first few rounds, you're playing good golf.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And par is 72 there. Arnie believed that, that a golf course, a tournament, should be par 72. For a while, it was a par 71, and Arnie said, no, no, we're making it par 72, and so they addressed that to be able to make a little bit longer one of the par 4s back into a par. It's a par 5, but they made it longer so that it would be a par 4 on the tour. Victor Hovland going through some swing changes as we spoke about. He all of a sudden, for some reason, started to draw the ball. He doesn't like to draw the ball, so he's working on trying to go back to the fade with his instructor. Shoots 71-69, and here's what he has to say about that current state of his game.
Yeah, it's been a little bit frustrating so far this year. I feel like my swing hasn't been quite as good as it has been in previous years. So it's been felt like I've tried to prioritize just being home and practicing, putting a lot of work in. Don't really want to fight through something while playing. It's just it's not that fun, and I don't see the point of it. So just been prioritizing time at home and just taking care of the fundamentals.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, he was very concise there, and he wasn't, oh, it's a process, right, and blah, blah, blah. He's frustrated and wants to be able to get it right so that he doesn't want to just go out there and make an appearance. He wants to be able to win golf tournaments, and he's doing what he needs to do. He's not making a swing change. He's just trying to get back to what had him playing the way he did. When didn't he win the PGA Championship a few years ago?
I believe so, yes.
Exactly. So he's just trying to get back to that.
Well, you talk about guys going through the motions. As you know, Greg, I'm in my pool. I think our listeners know this too. So going into the API, I've been saving Patrick Cantlay. Patrick Cantlay made the cut, thank goodness. But you want to talk about watching him. He looked like he was just going through the motions. And so why I'm bringing that up is you contrast that with Victor Hovland. Victor Hovland says, you know, I want to get away from it. I want to work on something, then come back. Well, Cantlay's going through something. I can't put my finger on it, but he just looks so yuck.
Well, my question, guys, and this is a bigger question for the guys on tour, guys in any professional sport, it's got to be hard to be good every week or every game or every night or every third night or whatever the thing, to keep that kind of consistency going.
Yeah, I you have a point, and I agree with it somewhat, but you contrast that with, let's just say, baseball, starting pitcher.
Right.
You know, the starting pitcher gets 5 days rest, 4 days sometimes. A golf tournament, you're getting a couple days rest. A major league starting pitcher is expected to be on every night. Now, they will have some bad outings, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They'll have some bad outings, but, you know, majority of the time, they better be on. That's why they're the ace of the staff.
I guess my question is it physical or mental? Because you said Patrick Cantlay to you is a mental thing.
I think Patrick Cantlay is just kind of going through the motions right now.
So they are playing an opposite field event of the API. They're playing the Puerto Rico Open. This is not an exhibition. It's 72 holes, and they do have a cut there. And Joe Highsmith is your leader at 14 under par, followed by Matty Schmidt and Kevin Streelman at 12 under par. Rafael Campos is 12 under, along with Yo Hisatuni, who just received, was one of those that received the sponsor or the invitation to the Masters as well.
Oh, nice.
Bryce Garnett and Eric Barnes are all tied at 12 under par as well. They are playing a home game, sort of, down in Tucson. They are playing the Colligard Classic down at La Paloma Country Club this year. Jack Nicklaus.
New venue.
Golf course. And Stuart Sink went out on a brand new track. Well, not, it's not a new track, but new to the tour. Fires a little 62 at him. 9 under par 62.
Oh, wow.
Thank you very much.
For moving to La Paloma.
Yeah.
And La Paloma's just not that easy. But anyway, Stuart Sink is your leader there. When we come back, we've got some more worldly golf to talk about and much, much more. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. We've been bringing it to you live on our Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Follow Arizona Sports for D-backs breaking news and inside information, plus exclusive weekly interviews with the Diamondbacks decision makers on Front Office Focus, Team President Derek Hall, D-backs manager Tori Lovello, and Diamondbacks players on the Clubhouse Call-In. If you missed the live conversations, listen on the Arizona Sports app or wherever you get your podcasts. The home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, this is Ron Wolfley.
And Luke Lipinski.
We're here to talk about one of the most important issues affecting our community. Every year, we hear far too many heartbreaking stories involving children and water.
Please take 2 seconds out of your day to help prevent these tragedies, learn about important water safety tips, and enter to win swim lessons from the YMCA.
Go to Fulton2Seconds.com or text SWIM to 62620.
And never forget that 2 seconds is too long to take your eyes off your kids near water.
This is Doug Fulton of Fulton Homes, proud to partner with KTAR to keep your kids safe around water.
Your backyard's old palm isn't just a tree. It's witnessed your family's journey from school photos to prom photos in the front yard. It's been there, growing with your family. For 5 years, Moon Valley Nurseries has provided me with expert advice, free planting, and custom care so I can focus on making those memories with my family. Invest in those moments with Moon Valley's new rejuvenation service. Treat your trees for $20 to $50 each. Text RENEW to 62620 today to get started and take care of those memories. That's RENEW to 62620.
Message and data rates may apply.
America's favorite car show heads west with tons of cool cars, cool people, and good times. It's the Good Guys 14 Fitech Fuel Injection Spring Nationals presented by Grundy Insurance. And it's pulling into West World of Scottsdale March 15th through the 17th. Check out over 2,500 show cars, Arizona's largest swap meet, live music, fun stuff for the kids, and so much more. Check complete details at good-guys.com.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Got golf? Bunker to Bunker invites you to get out of the gallery and get in the game this year with the Bunker to Bunker Club. The Bunker to Bunker Club is open to the public, but feels like an exclusive private country club. Come elevate your golf experience with all the privileges, but without all the expensive monthly dues and fees. Membership includes an official USGA handicap, online score posting and tracking, subscription to the AZ Golf Insider magazine, promotions with big savings on golf, products and hospitality, and of course, invitations to Bunker to Bunker's popular charity scramble tour tournaments at fantastic golf destinations. So what are you waiting for? Come get in the game with good friends, good times, and great golf. For additional information and registration, go to BunkerGolf.com. The Bunker to Bunker Club. It's the best value in golf since the mulligan.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4-3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. car was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Iran.
This
Is it an Australian band?
I think it might be.
Is it Flock of, not Flock of Seagulls?
Seagulls, look at that.
Woo! Three for three. Yeah,
there's kind of the theme to the show.
Alt rock days.
Yeah, exactly. New wave kind of
new wave, or, yeah.
Wonders kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right, hey, we've got a special announcement we need to make right here. The Spring Bash Putting Tournament at Putting World has been canceled due to a scheduling conflict that was up next Saturday.
Oh, boy.
Please stay tuned to BunkerGolf.com to find out when our next event will be, and we'll make sure to keep you informed. But unfortunately, still get out there to Putting World and check it out. You will enjoy the atmosphere as well as the surrounds and all they have to offer as far as
good food and drink.
Good food and drink and great putting course. They've got testing labs and everything for you there. Also want to let you know this hour is brought to you by Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Check out the great offer for new clients. Get $100 off your first program and free consultation. Check it out at BillRossFitnessSolutions.com or call Bill at 602-230-8581. So as we went to break, we were wrapping up what's going on this week in the world of golf. They are playing on the Korn Ferry Tour, where Garrett Reband has a one-shot lead over Trey Winstead. Now, I'm just going to say something right here.
Okay.
There's one thing that really gets in my craw.
Look out.
And it's these media people that say, who's he? Do you know everybody started out as a who's he?
Yep.
And you don't get to not be a who's he without being able to win. So when they talk about all this non-star power, Austin Eckroat going out there and winning last week, and people say, well, who's Austin Eckroat? You know, this just goes to show you. John Rahm says, see, that's why I left and went to live, because you don't know anybody playing. Well, you know what, John Rahm? At one time, you weren't known either.
Yeah, but that was like in high school.
You took care of it by winning, and that's how you got there. And that's the same thing. Scottie Scheffler. Who the hell had heard of Scottie Scheffler?
In college, though.
Right. Yeah. So I'm telling you, you can't be sitting there writing these guys off. Garrett Reband. Never heard of him, but that doesn't mean anything. If he wins here, he could be one of the next stars on the PGA Tour. You just don't know where your next star is coming from, and the media need to get off of this no-name thing.
Well, Greg, we've talked about it a lot, and there's so much quote-unquote news out there, and anybody with a computer can have a blog, and if they say something controversial or, you know, they get notoriety. But the thing with Austin Eckroat, to say who's he, you know, that's ridiculous. Because Austin Eckroat, I mean, he turned professional just a couple years ago in 21. He's already got $4.7 million in career earnings, went to Oklahoma State, was a All-American. He's been a great player. And if you're paying attention, if you're truly a golf fan, you know who Austin Eckroat is.
That's where you know the difference.
Right, exactly.
If they pay attention to golf or if they are just saying something just to get clicks.
Recently
not renewed NBC golf commentator and major champion winner, Ryder Cup captain winner, Paul Azinger says the PGA Tour is unwatchable.
Yeah, we're going to
get into that. Well, I think that's a little sour grapes, too.
I mean, that's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly what I think is sour grapes. Yeah. Anyway, they are playing on the DP World Tour. They're playing the Johnson Workwear Open.
Johnson Workwear. Oh, yeah.
God bless all these sponsors.
Over there in South Africa.
Nice.
Where Matteo Manassero. Man, where has Matteo?
Right.
20 under par is your current leader. At 20 under par, Sean Norris is at 19 under par, along with Jordan Smith and Angel Hidalgo. You say, well, who are they? Well, who was Nicolai Højgaard before he made it out there onto the PGA Tour? Who was Ludvig Åberg before he made it onto the PGA Tour?
Rookie of the Year, wasn't he?
Well, here's where they've got Nicolai Højgaard listed as Nicholas. Hogard.
No, that's a different one.
There's another Hogard.
That's a Nicolai. That's a Hogard. The other one is a Hogard.
Oh, God, that's why Greg
champion of the show.
Yeah, you got to get your pronunciation.
Got your get your Hogards right.
Exactly.
And Avery.
They are playing on the LPGA Tour. They're playing the Hong Kong, the Blue Bay LPGA, where Lydia Ko is currently tied with Bailey Tardy and Sarah Schmelzel at 12 under par. Rixon Liu is at 10 under, and then followed by Savannah Grewal and Minji Lee, Minwoo Lee's sister. How would you like to be the second best player in your family?
Right, exactly.
Wow. Se-young Kim at 8 under par, along with Stephanie Meadow. And then you've got Esther Henslet and Ayako Furue are all at 7 under par, along with Heejin Choi. They wrap up your top 11 players there. The exhibition tour is going on, where the Fireballs have a 3-shot lead going into the final round. Now, here's something that is pretty compelling about this team thing, is they only play the best 3 out of 4, count the best 3 out of 4 scores the first 2 days.
Right.
The last day, it gets volatile because
yes.
they count all 4 scores.
Right.
So, interestingly enough, the Fireballs, who are made up of Abraham Anser, Daniel Puig, Eugenio Jicaro, and Sergio Garcia, they shoot, they've got a combined total of 28 under par through 2 rounds of golf. Well, on the leaderboard, you've got Abraham Anser, who is leading the tournament. You've got Eugenio Jicaro, who shoots 68 yesterday, and his score doesn't count, but he's tied for third.
Right.
He's in third place. So, man, they're playing some...
Does Phil Mickelson still play on that tour?
Phil Mickelson does, and Phil Mickelson is doing great. If you turn the leaderboard upside down, he's in third, a tie for second, actually. He's sitting there at 8 over par. He is actually tied now with Anthony Kim.
Yes.
Who Anthony Kim shot...
After 13 years off of tour.
Well, he shot 74 yesterday, so he didn't do too bad. He's doing better.
Well, he's plus 8 right now, so he must have shot another 74.
Yeah.
But you know what's interesting?
What's interesting is
Hong Kong is the capital of golf this week. The ladies are playing there, and the LIV Tour is playing there.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's definitely, the game is definitely global.
Yeah.
Like I said, what they've got to do is they've got to figure out a way to make it so that this team thing can be more compelling, and I think that it needs to be, if you're trying to copy soccer with having these funny team names, then what you do is you have this week, you have the Fireballs playing the Rivers,
right.
and you go right on down the line, and you have these teams playing off, and whoever ends up with the best record at the end, and then you have a playoff,
like a bracket, like you said,
of maybe the top 4 teams, and you have a bracket, and then you have the final 2 teams play off.
Yep.
I think that's a wonderful way to be able to do the team thing. Then it becomes a little bit more interesting, rather than everybody just going out there and shooting a score. And that's what one of the things is that is holding LIV Golf up, by the way, as they withdraw their application for official world golf rankings this week. And basically, it's Greg Norman whining and crying and saying, well, they're not going to listen to us. Well, the biggest thing is that is touched on by Bob Herrig is one of the things is the team concept, because there will be times when guys might lay off because they might not try as hard because they're trying to make sure that they don't hurt their team or help their team. When they're playing 3 out of 4 scores the first 2 days, a guy might just go out there and say, well, no big deal, I'll just make 6 here, my score's not going to count anyway. And so that's one of the things.
It may not be as competitive.
That's one of the things that was stuck in the craw of the official world golf rankings for trying to get them official world golf rankings. And Greg Norman goes on and whines and complains and says, "Oh well, they're not willing to listen and they're not willing to accept what we want to be able to do." And so,
Greg,
no official world golf rankings
right,
for LIV.
Right. And I disagree. Listen, any guy that's playing for money is not going to stop trying. You might get frustrated and hockey puck it around one hole and then say, oh, God, wait a second. I can get my head on straight and conduct myself like a professional, and I think they do. What I think Greg Norman is really doing with withdrawing that, he's just saying, okay, na-nanny-na-na, we are going to continue to do this, and we're going to have these guys like Joaquin Niemann, so John Rahm's, all these players just continue to dazzle you with their on-course performance, and you're not going to give them world ranking points. We're going to let the consuming public raise the ire of not having golf world ranking points.
But the bigger problem there is nobody's watching.
So here's the...
But there are... But no, I'm not totally disagreeing with you on that point, CQ. But viewership is up. There's many ways to get it, and it's hard to track all that. Yeah. But what I will say is this, is the consumer, the golf consumer is going to drive the bus on this in saying that, hey, wait a second, and you look at the majors.
The minute players in there, you're right.
Right, but what I'm saying is the consuming public says, we want to see the best players. We don't care if they're DP World Tour guys, if they're USPGA Tour guys, if they're Latino American guys, or if they're live guys. We want to see the best players competing. And I think that's going to win out. Listen, in any venture capital society, the consumer has a loud voice should they remember and choose to use it. And the consuming golf fan is going to continue to say, we want the best players.
But they don't know how good the guys are on live because they can't see them.
All right, so here's one of the things. Here's one of the things. Well, you can't see when Joaquin Niemann won over there in Asia or the Australian PGA. So here's one of the things. Let me give a little clarification to this. This official world golf rankings. And as a matter of fact, we're going to do that when we come back.
All right.
All right, you're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. We are brought to you live every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 Arizona time, because we're getting ready to the country change time zones or change to daylight saving time everywhere but Indiana, portion of Indiana, Hawaii, and Arizona. So we're going to stay right here with you from 7 to 9 every Saturday morning on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
I hear a lot of people, well, the Cardinals, they're not going to make a big split. Why not? Why do we make it so easy on this football team to not spend money? Why not? They didn't spend any last year.
It was acceptable last year.
It was acceptable last year. Are we all just going to give a big excuse, a big red carpet for this team? They can't spend a lot. They're the Cardinals. That's garbage. For the right guy, you can go and make that huge investment.
Bickley and Murata. Mornings on Arizona Sports. The local sports leader.
Hey, it's Vince Murata here with Mike Carpata, owner of Bumblebee Plumbing, and Mike, clogged drains are a pain, but you got a solution, right?
You got it. For a limited time, Bumblebee Plumbing is offering a clogged drain solution like no other. For just $93, we'll swing by and unclog that drain, plus we'll throw in a free camera inspection.
And no hidden fees, Bumblebee Plumbing stands behind their service with a buzzworthy guarantee.
You have my word.
Unclog that drain for just $93 and a free camera inspection. Call 623-404-0233 or check out BumblebeePlumbingAZ.com.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate today at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Your car can be picked up as soon as the next day. Receive a tax deduction and vacation voucher.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
Welcome to Bar 19, a culinary haven inside Putting World at the Scottsdale Promenade. Indulge in our chef-driven menu, expertly crafted to tantalize your taste buds. Sip on handcrafted cocktails perfectly paired with your dining experience. and happy hour happens every day from 3 to 6, making every moment a celebration. Elevate your outing with friends and family at Bar 19, where fine dining meets craft cocktails and unforgettable memories. Discover the perfect blend of taste and ambience, only at Putting World's Bar 19.
Hey, the madness is great this month. Ford Truck Month is better. Yep, Paul Calvisier, we wait all year for Ford Truck Month at our Desert Ford dealers. Just America's best-selling line of trucks for 47 years running. But right now, do not miss these amazing offers on the legendary F-150 and the Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. And again, you know it's Ford Truck Month when we can get, check this out, 1.9% financing for 72 months, plus no charge, 72-month, 100,000-mile Ford Protect powertrain care when we buy a 2023 F-150 from our Desert Ford dealers. And on a 2023 F-150 Lightning Platinum, sleek and stealth, we can get 1.9% financing for 36 months, plus $12,500 cash back and no payments for 90 days when you buy a 2023 F-150 Lightning Platinum. But hurry, Ford Truck Month ends April 2nd. Click buyfordnow.com.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
You know the song? It was a number two in like 1990.
Yeah. Was this one like Prince's protege?
In that kind of family.
Yeah.
It wasn't Sheena E., but it's like it's that. Like a girl named Jane Child.
Okay, yeah.
Big tattoos and chains.
Big hair and stuff.
You know, huge hair.
The higher the hair, the closer to God.
Never heard that. There you go.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, if you've not joined the Bunker to Bunker Club yet, you need to go ahead and get joined up. We have an opportunity for you to be able to save $5 off your membership online now. And more importantly, we're announcing that the B2B Fantasy Walk with the Pros Inside the Ropes promotion has been posted for you to have a chance to be able to go and walk inside the ropes at the 2024 LPGA Ford Championship. The winners win tickets to the event, and two winners win our grand prize for a chance to be able to walk inside the ropes with the pros on the championship weekend and full VIP hospitality on March 30th and 31st. For more details, go to BunkerGolf.com.
And what fun that would be for a golf fan. Holy mackerel.
Oh, gosh, to walk inside the ropes. Yeah. Later on, we're going to have Allie Ewing joining us, LPGA Tour star, Solheim Cup star, going to be joining us in just a little while. But as we went to break, we were talking about the official world golf rankings. And interestingly enough, one of Greg Norman's comments, which I thought was pretty valid, is even if these guys were to get world ranking points, it would be so minuscule, the number of points that they would get, that it would take them forever for, like, Taylor Gooch, who's 236th in world rankings now,
to climb back up. Yeah.
To climb back in.
Sure.
So I've got the answer.
You've got the answer.
For 2 weeks, I've had the answer.
Let a senior tour player play on the PGA or play in the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So a couple of things. Right now, okay, at the API, there's only 69 players in the field.
Right.
Normally, full field events are 132 players, right?
Right.
So you have a point for every player in the field. So 1 through 132. So you have 132 points available for a tour event.
Okay.
All right? So with that being said, you assign, if the winner wins, he gets 132 points. Second place gets 131. And you go right on down to last place to where you get 1 point.
Right.
Okay? Now, that works on the PGA Tour. That's 132 points for the players. And then what you do is, let's say you have a limited field event. So, like the API this week,
right,
there should only be 69 spots
points
available
for the winner, yeah.
So 69 points. Now you break it down a little further for the live players, who there's 54 players, so you could have 54 points
for the winner.
For the winner. However, since they only play three rounds of golf, what's three-fourths?
75%. Two-thirds of, yeah.
So 75%, basically. So you give them 75% of the 54, which would be, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere around 46-ish
or so. Look at you doing math.
All right. So now you've got an even playing field. Now people understand how this works. Instead of all these silly algorithms that they have, because here's how it works right now. If you are fifth in the world, you would have 5 points going into that tournament pot.
Right.
So depending upon where your world ranking is, that's how many points.
Strength of field.
Right. And it's the top. Sure. It's the top 10 or 25 guys whose points count toward that points amount for the world golf rankings.
Well,
I can't keep track of that.
Well, so here equals more points.
But let's kind of shift gears on this. So the official golf world ranking points were seen as flawed before Liv ever reared its head.
True.
Right?
True.
Because there's all these algorithms. A guy was getting points playing in Jakarta on the, you know, whatever tour. Nothing against Jakarta. But we all agreed it was flawed back then. Okay? And so for the world golf rankings points to be this end-all, be-all, I think is just a joke. Now you introduce Liv into it, and they've got some of the better players in the world. Whether you like Liv or don't like Liv, I think we can all agree on that.
Right.
Okay.
And so they're taking the flawed system that nobody liked, but now making that the Bible. Yeah, that is the true flaw. Yeah. You look at the Sports Illustrated ranking system, and it came out just before Liv did. It is a much more equitable, what have you done for me lately?
And right, it more transparent. Yeah. All of the world tours, and that's what doesn't happen well enough. And I think that if you do this way, by assigning points to every tournament, and it doesn't, and now what it does is it makes it so you've got to go out and earn points. So if you win on the Asian Tour, well, to that Asian Tour winner, that's just as an important a win as what the API is, or let's not use that. Let's use the Cognizant, because that was a full field event, as important to Austin Eckroat. So both of those guys each got 132 points. Well, over the course of the year, that's going to all evolve. The biggest problem is that the major championships use the official world golf rankings as one of their criteria to get into their events. So from that standpoint, that won't change.
And something should be said for strength of field.
Well, yeah, but strength of field is just...
That's subjective.
Right. But let me say this. So the Masters wants the best players in the field. They're inviting players.
Right.
The British Open has announced some additional qualifying
sites. We're going to get into that later on. That's exactly
And so
right.
I think the world golf ranking point, if they want to use that to determine part of the field, okay, whatever. Or go to the Sports Illustrated model, even though I think Sports Illustrated closed down, so maybe that model is defunct.
Right.
But what I'm saying is the majors especially, they're taking a look at this, and they need to revamp their qualifying criteria. The PGA of America, especially with the PGA Championship, they need to have alternative ways for the best players to play their way into the field. And listen, I've been a proponent of this. Listen, let your clubs do the talking.
Right.
The more opportunities, if you have a PGA Championship couple of qualifying sites to get in, you know, I think you're going to have a better field. And again, this is all in an incubator because in 25, things are going to change so much we can't even fathom it.
Taylor Gooch said that the best players in the world aren't going to be playing in the major championships because of the world rankings. Well, that's not true, Taylor Gooch, because there's 12 players going from the LIV Tour that are the best 12 in LIV Golf are going to be at the majors. So,
but there's going to be some additional qualifying opportunities, which
Absolutely.
I think is fantastic.
We're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to make the turn right now and come back with a golf tip when we return to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We're back right after this on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
the local sports leader, gets you high school sports coverage from the one and only dean of high school sports in Arizona, Kevin McCabe. Every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on AZ Preps Live, presented by Brooklyn Betting. AZ Preps Live, Saturday morning beginning at 9 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Shady Rays, they are the bunker-to-bunker preferred polarized full UV protection eyewear that carries 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You break them, they replace them. You lose them, they replace them. Check it out and check out the new Green Wolf sunglasses, specifically for golf. They are the high-definition visibility when you're playing your game. Trust me, I wear mine every time I tee it up. And breaking news, Shady Rays is getting into NASCAR. So this weekend out at the Phoenix International Raceway, you'll see Denny Hamlin and Kyle Busch wearing Shady Rays. That's right. You can't miss it. So don't forget to get to the Bunker to Bunker special on our website. A 30% off when you use the promo code B2B, either online at ShadyRays.com or go to Kierlin Commons Store and make sure you tell them B2B and get 30% off. Come join the Shady Rays team today.
Hey, it's Gambo, and I'm with Stuart Willis, the president of Asset Preservation Wealth and Tax. Stuart, there's a lot of people out there listening right now like me. They've been putting money away into a 401k for decades, 10 years, 20 years, nearing retirement. And I think most people understand that if you keep your money in a 401k with your current company after you retire, your options are very limited. How can Asset Preservation Wealth and Tax help those people with their 401ks?
Once you're retired, we have tons of options. We can roll it to an IRA. We can do Roth conversions. Tons of very advanced planning, and you can also make sure it's professionally managed. But the good news, Gambo, is that you don't have to wait till you're retired. If you're 59 and a half or older, you may have options to roll it over into an IRA now and have it professionally managed by Asset Preservation Wealth and Tax.
So if you have questions about what to do with your 401k in retirement, call Asset Preservation Wealth and Tax at 602-877-PLAN or go to AssetPreservationWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
Luke Lipinski back to tell you about Twin Peaks. It is time for college basketball, and that means brackets. Register for the Dose Million Bracket Challenge now. Sign up at TwinPeaksBracketChallenge.com. Fill it all out before the tournament tips off March 21st, and you'll have a chance to win $2 million and more epic prizes, including a $50 gift card to the top bracket from each lodge. They've got great scenery and food at five convenient locations spread across the valley now, so never settle. Stop by and experience the lodge mentality at Twin Peaks.
KFBP FM Phoenix. Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. On the Arizona Sports app and on 98.7.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Tony Basil.
Look at that.
Thank you very much. I listened to a lot of radio back in the day. And you know what goes in place of Mickey sometimes? Jimmy.
Hey, Jim.
Yes, sir.
What time is it?
It is time for the very informative and the highly dependable golf tip of the week, Arnold Palmer style.
All right, this week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf Polarized Golf Eyewear, and presenting partner of the Bunker to Bunker Tour. Jim, who said this? But don't answer yet.
All right.
If I knew what... Oh, my gosh. I didn't even read this last night, and I already know who it is. If I knew what was going through Jack Nicklaus's head, I would have won the Masters.
Well, I know.
I'll tell you. Anyway, this week's tip of the week is swing to the second baseman.
swing to the second baseman.
Very good.
All right. So it's really funny how I love watching people swing the golf club. And, you know, they can be set up so well over the golf ball, and they can make such a good backswing, and then they screw it up when they make their downswing.
Yep.
It's hilarious. I don't know how that happens so much. But anyway, one of the things that I notice is everybody come over the top of the golf ball or swing across the golf ball.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, if you're set up over the golf ball and you take that golf club away and you watch the tour players, as that golf club goes away, it's going away for about the first 12 to 18 inches kind of straight back. Then for it to get over and turn into their shoulder turn, the club has to kind of come to a little bit of the inside and then come back down and through. And what happens is, I watch people all the time, they get the club back in the right position, and then they don't know what to do from there. What happens is, your lower body is the last thing to turn on the downswing, so it has to be the first thing to turn, or on the backswing, it has to be the lower body has to be the first thing to turn on the downswing. So as your lower body is turning down on the downswing, you saw the path your arms went up on the backswing. Well, they've got to come back down that same path. If you don't, then the club face position is going to be incorrect, and the golf ball's either going to go left or right and not go straight like every time you see Scottie Scheffler hit it. Well, if you watch Scottie Scheffler's golf club as it comes through the impact zone, it looks like he's swinging the club to the second baseman, not second base.
Right.
Second baseman in normal circumstances is set off just to the side of where second base is. And that's where you want to have a feel of that club coming down that path line toward that second baseman. Then the club squares up through that last 18 inches before impact and stays there through the next 12 to 18 inches through impact, and then loops around and goes for a right-handed golfer. Your swing ends up over on your left side.
Right.
That is the proper swing path for the golf club to go. You don't want to swing the club straight up in the air and then swing across it and the club face be open and you slice it out of bounds. Or you don't want to pull the club way inside and then come up over the top and the club head is closed. Now you've got the club in a wrong position as well.
Well, so, Greg, don't you think that a lot of people is... The reason why they swing so hard left is because they think that's going to prevent them from slicing the golf ball. And in reality, when you swing towards a second baseman, the club face squares, and that actually promotes a little baby draw.
That is exactly right. No doubt about it. And you're going to be so much better off when you learn how to get that swing path to happen properly. All right, so basically, looks like the CMU Chippewas in Northern Illinois are going to go into overtime again. But anyway, that is your golf tip of the week. Jim, who said this, if I knew what it was going through Jack Nicklaus's head, I would have won the Masters.
Well, I believe that was said in retort to a question from Vern Lundquist at the Masters. The greatest nickname in sports said that. The Towering Inferno, Tom Weisskopf.
World Golf Hall of Famer, 28 PGA Tour wins, 16 on the PGA Tour, 4 on the Senior Champions Tour, 1 major, the 1973 Open Championship, 3-time runner-up. I don't think it's 3-time runner-up. It seemed like he was about 15-time runner-up.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah. And legendary golf course designer Tom Weisskopf. That is correct.
Now, I think it's an absolute shame that Tom Weisskopf was inducted into the Hall of Fame posthumously.
Right.
Yeah. I just, you know, he was such a great player. And again, so Tom Weisskopf is the same as Phil Mickelson and several other players you can get on the line. Had it not been for Jack Nicklaus, Tom Weisskopf would have been recognized as the greatest player of his generation. Tom Weisskopf was an interesting cat, as we all know, great designer, but, you know, he walked off the golf course after three putting in a qualifying for the U.S. Open. Just walked off the golf course. He was really close to making it in. And he said, what am I doing? I'm Tom bleeping Weisskopf. And he's like, why am I even out here? He also forewent a birth on a Ryder Cup squad. And this is, so to show you the difference, right? Back in the day, the PGA Tour and Dean Beaman wouldn't let players wear beards. Tom Weisskopf loved to go sheep hunting, and he always grew his beard out when he went sheep hunting.
Right.
Now, the Ryder Cup conflicted with his sheep hunt that year, so he didn't go, and he didn't play tournaments for quite a while after that because he didn't want to shave his beard.
Well, Jim, we've got to get to this before Allie Ewing is going to be coming up in just a little bit. The RNA head expands British Open qualifying opportunities, which could benefit LIV Golf. Martin Slumbers, the CEO of the RNA, who is leaving his position at the end of the year, said that in a pro-am at the API, lauded players such as Joaquin Neiman and Dean Burmester, who won Open qualifying series last year, are going to be able to go to the Open. He said quite a few guys went and traveled, and I would look at how many of them did that. We decided to create those opportunities, and I'd add that there are a minimum of 16 players in final qualifying 2 weeks prior to the Open.
Oh, okay.
We felt is the best step in the progression down the road. So basically what they've done is they have opened up some new avenues through the Asian Tour, Order of Merit, through the Asian Tour, to have more opportunities, just like there's events here in the U.S. that if you win the event or in the top three, qualify for the Open Championship.
Yeah, the John Deere Classic, for instance.
So
yeah.
If Taylor Gooch wants to play in these events, he knew what he was getting into when he went and played the LIV Tour, then he's got to jump through some other hoops. Now, these guys only play 54 holes. They only play 3 days a week. They don't have a cut, so it's easy street for them. But now, for them to be able to play in major championships and be able to qualify, they've got to jump through some other hoops. So they have to play more than 14 times, which is
right.
Oh, I love. I only have to play 14 times.
Well, yeah.
No, you don't.
That's the hypocrisy. The whole thing is guys are going to LIV Golf and saying, "Oh, I get to play less, make more." Okay, it's like communism. It sounds good on paper, but what happens is now they're actually having to play more,
right,
to qualify for these events. And so, you know, the rule of unintended consequences is always out there, and no matter what situation you're in, you have to be aware of it. But again, like I said in the last segment, I like the fact that the majors especially are saying, okay, we want to get the best players in the field.
Realizing things
Let's have some additional qualifying opportunities. Does that guarantee that Taylor Gooch is going to get in? No, but he has the opportunity to do so, and that's all I'm asking for. Give the guys a shot, but you're right.
But is it beneath him to go and do what he needs to do?
Not if he wants to play. You know, I'd love to be invited to the Masters, but if I don't qualify, I'm not getting that invite.
I'm surprised there hasn't been more of a dust-up on LIV Tour about the false promise that Greg Norman made that they were going to get official world golf rankings.
Well, I think Greg Norman, relinquishing this claim, I think there's more to it than just saying, we're going to take that away.
All right, we're back right here on Arizona's number one golf show on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader, right after this.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2.
You know what I loved about this, though, Luke? The Suns were the better team, and they proved it. They never trailed in the game, and although the Raptors were tough and refused to quit, the Suns were the better team, and they proved it. That's what they did. I saw that. I saw it Base and Earnings as a business meeting on the floor last night for the Suns. A business meeting.
It's a good time to be business-like because you've got 19 games left. You've got Boston tomorrow. You've got Cleveland Monday. You've got Boston in Boston on Thursday.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, I've just got to tell you, I was out at the Trilogy Golf Club at Vistancia this past Monday. The golf course is in the best condition I've ever seen it, and I can say that because I was the director of golf there for 8 years. The fairways were pure as could be. The greens were the best I've seen in the valley for greens. They are absolutely remarkable. So, with that said, why not go check them out? We teed off at 10 minutes to 2, and we finished at 5:30. So, folks, it's possible to get done in under 4 hours out at the Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia. Go to BunkerGolf.com and check out the $79 afternoon bunker special. That's right, tee it up for $79 in the afternoon. Then when you're done, stop on into V's Tap Room, sit down, have one of the 16 microbrews on tap, one of the beers that they have, and don't forget, since you're there, you might as well have a wood-fired pizza to go along with that wonderful beer, and my favorite is the wood-fired pepperoni pizza. The Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia, it is still the best in the West.
Hi, Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. Golf is meant to be fun. We get that. In fact, our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Our club is renowned for exceptional playing conditions, friendly service, and a challenging layout. The course allows players of all abilities to get out and really enjoy the game while utilizing every club in their bag. Better yet, around here doesn't take all day to play or drain your wallet. Now we are most excited to announce the addition of our new Top Tracer range. There's 21 bays open day and night. They are equipped with the same state-of-the-art technology that you see on the television coverage of the professional tours. Top Tracer software can dramatically improve your game and also provide games that excite both the kids and adults. Don't forget to end your day at our popular Scratch Pub and Grill. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Calling all golf fans. Join us March 28th through the 31st at Seville Golf and Country Club in Gilbert, Arizona, as the best of the LPGA Tour returns to the Valley for the Ford Championship, presented by KCC. Come out and watch the world's best players, including Nelly Korda, Celine Boutier, Brooke Henderson, and Lydia Ko, compete to be crowned champion. Daily, weekly, and hospitality tickets are on sale now. You won't want to miss the premier golf event of the year. Visit FordChampionship.com to buy tickets and learn more today.
College basketball brackets, the crack of a wooden bat. Oh, spring is here, Masonians, and that means the end of winter sale at Brooklyn Betting. Going on now through March 12th. Everything in-store and online is 25% off. Head on over to one of Brooklyn Betting's 14 Basin locations and tell them Wolf sent you. There's no pushy salespeople, just knowledgeable sleep experts that will help you find the best sleep ever on the best mattress ever. That's Brooklyn Betting, Arizona built for America's dreams.
Don't you want me? You know I can't believe it when I hear that you won't see me. Don't you want me? You know I don't believe you.
This is a giant, giant number one song. From the Human League.
Human League, yes.
You better change it back or we will both be sorry.
Do the song that we're doing this time. All right, hey, for our listeners, we want to let you know that the Spring Fling Kickoff is happening at Augusta Ranch this coming April. Start looking for details on BunkerGolf.com. We'll have the registration open next week, and you won't want to miss this one as Don Ray and Kurt Hudak again are hosting what is a great event. We were sold out there last year at Augusta Ranch. It's a great facility, and they always have some fun tricks up their sleeves for you.
So March Madness turns into Spring Fling. How fun
is
that?
How about that? Hey, I wonder, one of our loyal listeners, Tyreek, just sent me this, and it's from a website, and they were interviewing Tom Weisskopf. And since he was our quote of the week, and the guy asked him, what's the difference between Jack, Nicholas, and you? He goes, the difference between Jack and me, quote, concentration, determination, but mainly motivation, which the great players have week after week, month after month, year after year. I had other things I enjoyed doing, and I looked forward to hunting especially.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, Jack always said that if he'd have paid more attention to what he was doing on the golf course or paid more attention to golf, that he would have probably won a lot more times. And it's obvious with his 19 runner-up finishes in the major championships. But right now, we've got somebody joining us and happy to have her with us. three-time winner on the LPGA Tour and three-time U.S. Solheim Cup team member, living in Mississippi and went to Mississippi State. Basically, we're talking about Allie Ewing. Allie, welcome to Bunker Golf Show.
Hey, guys. Thank you all so much for having me.
Absolutely.
It is wonderful to have you on the show, and in a couple weeks or 3 weeks, you're going to be here in Arizona to be able to enjoy the Ford Championship. Are you looking forward to that?
Absolutely. That's right. We the LPGA has loved all of our events in the Phoenix area, and we are so happy to be returning to Seville. I'm sure it's going to be a great week. Spectators always show up in full force, so that's an exciting week for the LPGA to see spectators come out and to, you know, hopefully put on a show.
Now, Allie, are you calling in from Mississippi? Is that where you are right now?
I sure am, yes, sir.
You mean you're not in Hong Kong?
I'm not this week, no.
So when you do that Asian swing with the LPGA Tour, that's pretty much a grind when you're here in the U.S. and then fly over and play in China and Taiwan and Thailand and all that. Is it pretty tough to get around when you do that?
You know, I think it's tough just from a physicality standpoint. You know, that's a long way to go for golf. Sure. But I tell you what, golf in Asia it's special. You know, you talk about player support and crowd showing up, and those are some big events for us in the LPGA. They're excited to have us in Asia. They put on, you know, really good golf tournaments. What's really unique about them is that the field is actually usually pretty small. So, you know, they put on a pretty special, you know, pretty special event and events for players. They take care of you even though it's a long way to go. So, you know, it definitely has its, you know, tough parts of it to travel so far, but they usually make it worth your while.
Allie, you know, I will never play on a Ryder Cup or a Solheim Cup. But, you know, you're a three-time Solheim Cup player. Can you give our listeners a little bit of insight on what that is like? I went to the Ryder Cup, I was in the stands on the first tee. It is absolutely phenomenal. What is it like for you as a player, as an individual, to go and represent your country against the other foreign great players in this world?
Well, I'll say this first. It sounds like you've mentioned the Ryder Cup. We got to get you to Virginia.
Well, yeah.
In September for the Solheim Cup. But, no, it's super special. I think any time, you know, I've played at Mississippi State University where I took a lot of pride in representing a school. And then representing your country, it is literally the highest honor in sport. Golf is such an individualistic sport. You tee it up without, you know, really no one out there except for you and your caddy. You know, you have your support team, but when you go to the Solheim Cup and the Ryder Cup, you're literally going to battle for, you know, and I use that term very lightly because there are, you know, it always brings an immense amount of honor, I think, to wear the red, white, and blue. And I always draw a similarity that, you know, people literally fight for our country at war. But, you know, when it comes to sport, such a high honor to be able to wear the red, white, and blue and to go, you know, try to represent your country the best you can with a group of people who are also, you know, trying to achieve the same goal. It's such a unique format. It's a unique week. It's a special week. And those 3 times that I've represented the U.S. in the Solheim Cup are, you know, 3 of the most special weeks in my career. And that's talking about my 3 wins as well as a player by myself. So they're just unique, special events, and they're, you know, ones that I cherish in terms of my memories.
We're speaking with Allie Ewing of the LPGA and going to be here in a couple of 3 weeks for the Ford Championship. Have you had a chance to be able to see the Seville Country Club yet, or when will you come out to be able to start preparing there?
Yeah, I have not. I've not been to Seville. We will be playing the week before we are in Phoenix. We'll be out in L.A., so my first opportunity to see the golf course will be the Monday, the week of. So I'm excited to see it. I've heard a lot of great things, and obviously we're super excited to be back in the Phoenix area. And, you know, especially Ford stepping up in a big way to represent and to, you know, sponsor this tournament. I think the LPGA is an incredible tour. We're in an incredible place and time in our tour, and having great sponsors like Ford step up, I think it's, you know, it just really, really shows the, you know, the trajectory that the LPGA Tour is on, and a sponsor like Ford stepping up to bring golf to Phoenix. It's really great for us, and we're excited.
Well, Mina Harrigay is a member there, and so I'm pretty sure she won't give you all the trade secrets to the golf course, but I will. We played the Media Day event there, and I think this golf course is going to just be an outstanding golf course for the event. They've got a drivable par four that y'all will be able to hit. The golf course moves left to right, right to left, but it was in beautiful condition a few weeks ago when we were out there. And with the way the weather's been here in Arizona, it's looking like it's going to be fantastic in three more weeks when you all are here.
Well, that's awesome. That's great to hear.
Allie, so you're a professional golfer and you're extremely dedicated to your craft, but tell our listeners what you like to do when you're not focus on the golf course. When you're not playing golf, hitting balls, practicing, or playing, what's Allie Ewan like to do?
That's a good question. You know, I love my family. I try to get to see my family as much as I can. Interestingly enough, I'm going to see my husband, and I have two nieces that are in Dallas, so we're going to go see them tomorrow and be able to spend a little time with them. I've got my parents coming to Starkville today. We're going to go, you know, watch a basketball game. So my husband and I really like to go attend a lot of Mississippi State sporting events when we have time, which, you know, it's baseball season, basketball season's kind of finishing up. So, we like to do that. My husband and I are actually bow hunters. So, we do some bow hunting. And then when I really, really want to be lazy, especially after a three-week grind of a road trip, I will plop on the couch and binge-watch some TV shows.
Have you binge-watched Full Swing 2 yet?
I have not started it. You know, I've actually kept it to where I haven't started it yet so that when I'm on the road, I'll have something to start. That's actually one reason why I haven't watched it yet. So I'm keeping it ready to get going when I get to LA in a couple weeks.
Well, did you get a deer this year?
I did. I got a couple.
Nice.
Whoa, how about that?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things, don't stay listening to the show after your interview, because we're going to talk about Full Swing, and I don't want to have any spoilers for you. So we appreciate that you tune in and you enjoy the show. So what are you working on right now to get ready, because you're going to have a couple weeks off. You're coming out pretty soon to play in California, and then you'll be here in Arizona on the 28th through the 31st. What are you working on?
Yeah, I think for the most part, as you mentioned earlier in the show, I did not go to Asia, but I competed. The last, you know, competition week for me was the drive-on event in Florida. So from now until I leave for L.A., right now I'm just trying to kind of, you know, switch gears into more of a playing mindset. Uh-huh. So I'll get on the golf course and, like, actually try to score. You know, I've spent time in this, you know, little break for me, working with my, you know, my full swing coach, my short game coach, a little bit on technique, just making sure that, you know, I'm kind of fine-tuned from a technique standpoint leading into the start of the busyness of our schedule. So now it's kind of almost time to shift gears and get on the golf course and challenge myself to hit different shots, to convert, you know, putts, to see a score versus just, you know, range sessions or, you know, putting sessions. Now it's time to actually put everything to the test on the golf course. So I'll try to start challenging myself with some scoring. And my husband's golf team is, we have a little spring break trip coming up where they'll go, you know, play a couple of rounds. So I might tag along and try to get in a couple of competitive rounds against some college golfers. And get really geared up and ready for the busyness of the schedule upcoming.
Well, Allie, we just want to leave you with this. Back the week before the WM Phoenix Open, we had Jake Knapp on. the show, and he finished, I believe, top five there, but won a couple weeks ago. So the bunker karma is real. So now that you've been on, and it's just about the right timetable, 3 weeks out before the tournament. So we'll look forward to seeing Allie Ewing keep the bunker karma going and see you atop the leaderboard on Sunday, March 31st.
Hey, I love it. Thank you all so much. And thank you again for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
All right.
Thank you, Allie.
That's Allie Ewing joining us. And
that bunker karma, we didn't tell her about the bunker karma.
I did.
You did? Okay.
What were you doing?
I was looking up some other stuff.
I did tell
Drifting off to sleep. Come on
all
now.
All right. When we come back, we are going to talk about the state of some players' games right now. And interestingly enough, some of the things going on, as well as we're going to talk a little bit about Full Swing. We won't give any secrets away. We want you to be able to tune in and watch it. It's pretty good to watch. And then we're going to get into some of our Masters memories.
All right.
As we start to approach the Masters Championship 1 month away. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We're back right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader after this.
Burns and Gambo. Afternoons.
The insult's remarkable about Grayson Allen. He's made 8 or more three-pointers 6 times this season. They're 5-1 in those games. 8 against Toronto, 8 against the Nuggets, 9 against Sacramento on January 16th, 9 against Miami on January 5th, 8 against Dallas on Christmas Day, 8 against Chicago. To hit 8 three-pointers in a game is remarkable. To do it 6 times in a season? Like, are you kidding me?
Burns and Gambo. Afternoons 2 till 6 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
So what makes a great car radio show? To start with, a host who knows his stuff. Check. We've got Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, who's been fixing cars for nearly 30 years. Lots to talk about. Check. High gas prices. Maybe getting a second opinion on that upcoming repair or help in finding the right used car. That means the only thing missing is you. And that's easy to fix. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR. Or check us out anytime, day or night, at bumpertobumperradio.com.
Sun Devil Baseball opens Pac-12 play in a highly anticipated matchup against conference foe Oregon on Friday, March 8th and Saturday, March 9th at 6:30 p.m. and Sunday, March 10th at 12 noon. Grab your friends and get your ASU versus Oregon tickets today by calling 480-727-0000 or go online to sundeviltickets.com. Don't miss out on your chance to be a part of college baseball's greatest tradition.
It's time to tee it up at Sparky's Fairway, a new driving range event hosted inside Mountain America Stadium, home of the ASU Sun Devils. From March 7th to the 17th, you can soak in Tempe views as you take aim to hit golf balls from an elevated platform onto the football field. Get a bay for you and 5 friends for only $80 for the hour while enjoying great food and drinks. Tee times vary. Book your time today at asu365.events.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. 2 great courses, 1 fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
Collectors, Front Row Car Show is coming to Phoenix. Join us at the Renaissance Hotel in Glendale on March 9th and 10th.
Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey cards.
Plus Pokemon, Marvel, Star Wars, and comic books. SGC will be there. So bring your cards and comics to sell, trade, or get them graded.
Hundreds of vendors.
Thousands of dollars in free prizes.
Don't miss it.
Front Row Car Show, Renaissance Hotel in Glendale. Saturday and Sunday, March 9th and 10th, 11 to 5.
For more info, go to frontrowcardshow.com.
That's frontrowcardshow.com.
Looking for the perfect destination to perfect your putting? Welcome to Putting World, the ultimate 18-hole indoor putting course designed to delight golf enthusiasts of all levels. Immerse yourself in the art of putting as you navigate our greens. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or a curious beginner, Putting World promises an unforgettable experience for everyone. Swing by today and elevate your golf game to new heights. Visit us at Scottsdale Promenade or learn more at puttingworld.com.
Being hurt in an accident can change your life, and we want you to be empowered in that situation, and that is why we tell you to call Sweet James. Hey, everybody, Dan Bickley here, and when one of our listeners got hurt in a motorcycle accident, he was shocked by the lowball offer he got from the insurance company, and he called Sweet James, and his new team of attorneys helped him get the medical care needed to get on that bike again, and then they fought tirelessly to deliver a $400,000 win. Now, no firm can guarantee outcomes, but if you're ever hurt in an accident, you need a team of local attorneys who have the care, the skill, and the resources to win the most for you, and Sweet James brings over 500 trials of experience to every case, big or small, and that is why they win 98% of the time, and they win big. Call Sweet James at 800-9-MILLION. That's 800-9-MILLION. Find them online at sweetjames.com. Proud partner of your Phoenix Suns.
I got your picture of me and you. Yeah.
You know I love you more.
Oh, I know this one. I think I'm turning Japanese to name a song. And it's...
Oh, cool. You can sit there and watch the video.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The Vapors, yeah. Pardon me, Vapors.
So the
turning
API...
Turning Japanese.
The API is going on right now, and we have reverse bunker karma.
Yeah, but he already got his win, so no matter.
He already got his win. Jake Knapp was even par through five holes at the API in the third round, and then put up a little 12 on the par 5-6th. So he outdid Tommy Fleetwood by
yes,
two shots.
Yes, by two shots.
Nice going, Jake. Jake. But anyway, let's see. So one of the things that we want to talk about
is... Well, we got a little giveaway.
Is a giveaway, first of all. Go to BunkerGolf.com and sign up for the family four-pack of tickets that we've got there. We're giving the tickets away this week online. So go to BunkerGolf.com and sign up to try and win your Bunker family four-pack to the Ford Championship coming up March 28th through the 31st. Now, have you watched the rise of Will Zalatoris?
I have.
Since his back surgery, he missed the cut at the first tournament he played in, then tied for like 34th in the next tournament he played in.
Yep.
Then tied for second last week. And now, where's Will Zalatoris?
Will Zalatoris is in seventh place at the API.
And how many shots back has he, though, at seventh place?
He's one shot back.
Right.
He's lurking.
Yeah.
So he's really he's in second place.
He's really in second place. That's exactly right. Oh, I got one for you. I've got to go off on this tangent. So
I love it when you get off.
I was listening to this one golf talk show. And I don't want to throw this person under the bus because we might want to have him on the show again sometime.
And we like Jim Hill. So
yeah. So anyway, they're talking about how they changed the par last week at the Cognizant from a par 70 to a par 71. They turned the 10th hole into a par 5 instead of a par 4, right?
Right.
And so, you know, they talked about how, well, that made the score much lower. Did it make it much lower? The guy still shot the number of strokes he did. It didn't matter what hole was a par 4 or a par 5. Austin Eckroat put up the numbers to be able to shoot. Let's see. Just a minute, I'll tell you.
Well, it made it lower in relation to par.
Yeah, he shoots 132 and 135. So that's 260. He takes 267 shots. All right? It doesn't matter what the 10th hole was. He didn't make four birdies there, okay?
Right.
So it wasn't that they made, so that, you know, it drives me nuts. Folks, par is an arbitrary number. I've never seen par win a golf tournament. I've seen the person that shoots the lowest number of strokes on a golf course win the tournament. That's just there. You know why there's par on holes?
For handicap,
for TV,
right?
That's it.
Well, and it was funny because they interviewed Jack Nicklaus, and he was talking about the 10th hole. They made it into a par 5, and he goes, "Because the guys like to start with a birdie."
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, it's amazing how those that don't know golf can get into these tangents of talking about, well, they made the golf course easier. They made it a par 71 instead of a par 70.
Right.
No, that doesn't make any difference. Just like when they take a golf course from a par 71 to a par 70, they didn't make it harder. Basically, it's still the fewest strokes made on a golf course for 72 holes is your winner.
Yes.
Par is arbitrary.
Yes.
All right. I had to get that out of my system.
You feel better?
Will Zalatoris.
Yeah. So, Will Zalatoris playing some... you talk about knocking some rust off?
Yeah.
Will Zalatoris got that rust completely off, and here's what he had to say about getting back to used to playing in competition.
Since coming back, the thing that's been kind of hard is just getting momentum through the first kind of 5-6 holes. You know, this golf course is, I don't want to say it's uncomfortable, but it's just, there's a lot of shots that you just don't see week in, week out. And so, yeah, I mean, finishing like that's great. I mean, I was playing great all day. Had a couple lip outs, had a couple hang on the lip. And so it was nice to see a couple going at the end and, put something sub 70 out here. I'll take it any day, no matter if it's windy. You're not Wendy.
Yeah, pretty remarkable. When Will Zalatoris left the PGA Tour with the back surgery a couple of years ago, when he had to withdraw from, I think he was playing the U.S. Open back in 2022 and had back surgery, and now has fought his way back. It's absolutely remarkable. He was, I think, eighth in the world or something.
Right.
He was like fourth on the Ryder Cup standings.
Yeah, and
it took forever for his name to come off of the top 10 or 12. Yeah.
And that was a pretty serious back surgery at the time.
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who did he lose? Was it the PGA or the U.S. Open? They lost to Rory McIlroy in a playoff.
Right.
You know.
PGA.
Had to be PGA, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Another player that's pretty remarkable to be watching right now is Justin Thomas, who had no real status, per se, in the signature events.
Right, right.
Got in because of his Aeon 10 finish, but Justin Thomas had an abysmal year last year. But he finished 71st.
Right, yeah. Wasn't he kind of a Ryder Cup? We're not sure about getting him on the team.
And he was a Ryder Cup captain's pick.
Yeah.
So it's really funny in relationship to what people think as to how abysmal their year is, which, oh, by the way, everybody is still just giving Scotty Scheffler a bunch of grief about his putting, but oh my gosh, he's tied for the lead at 7.
Yeah,
made 145 feet of putts yesterday.
Yeah. Right.
Couldn't make a 6-footer, but he made a 45-footer.
Yeah.
But anyway, Justin Thomas, here's what he had to say about the state of how his game is coming along, coming into the API.
Literally everything. I mean, driving it better, the irons are better, chipping's better, putting's better, mental game's better. Preparation, I mean, it's a cruel sport we play sometimes, but you can feel like sometimes you're never going to get it back, and then you feel like some weeks you can't possibly shoot, over 66 or 7, and I feel like things are moving in the right direction, and I feel starting to feel really, really good about my game. I mean, I have this whole year, but I've also put a lot of hard work in, and I understand you're not just given things because you work hard, so I need to, keep at it and just try to put myself in contention.
Well, and it feels the results will come.
Yeah, it feels like Justin Thomas has been out there forever. He's 30 years old.
Wow.
He is, last year's 74th in the FedEx Cup rankings. This year's 28th. And for Justin Thomas, who is one of the upper echelon players in the PGA Tour, to have such a quote-unquote abysmal year. It was off. Yeah. But it's still a heck of a good year.
Oh, yeah.
He's off-season he took and he worked on some stuff. Back up to 28th in the FedEx Cup standing. But Justin's only made $56.428 million.
Well, he's the kind of guy that any tour event would love to have as their winner.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he's
good ambassador for the game, nice guy.
Likes to have fun. He's pretty accessible to the fans. So
Jordan Spieth almost.
Right.
He made an interesting comment there. He said, I'll kind of paraphrase it, that you're one golf swing away yep. from 80, you're one golf swing away from 65.
Yep.
I mean, it's just basically that's exactly the way
it is. You make a putter, make a chip, and your whole thing turns around.
And it's funny because what happens is a lot of times these guys start to get distractions and things happen, and you're not paying attention to the things that got you there. And that's when it doesn't happen overnight.
No.
It's gradual, so you don't feel it.
It's like mold.
Yeah, you don't feel it happening, and then it does. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk real quick about Full Swing. Then we're going to get into some Masters memories as we start our four-week trek into the Masters. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We're heard every Saturday morning live right here on ArizonaSports.com, Arizona Sports app, and Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Driving right wing. He's going to fade from three. And
oh, my!
If he can make it there, he can make it anywhere!
Every Coyote
scores!
On the Arizona Sports app. The Arizona Sports app is presented by Ready Services Plumbing and Air Conditioning.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, I just have to tell you that it is time for you to go ahead and join the Bill Ross Fitness Solutions Revolution. We just had two more of our listeners sign up, and already they are so happy with the decision they made. So now it's time for you to make the decision to get off that couch, stop putting it off, make yourself a commitment, not only to be able to help your game. Listen, Bill Ross knows golf, so he knows how to help you be able to get your muscles in the right way so that you can be able to perform golf not only better, but injury-free. Bill is an injury prevention specialist, and he can make sure that the things that you're doing on and off the golf course don't affect what's going to happen with your golf. It's real easy. It's 30 minutes per workout, 2 to 3 times a week. It really works. I go Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm there every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and it's never too early. You're never too old. You're never too young to be able to take advantage of it. And right now, if you go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com and check out the testimonials there, as well as give Bill a call at 602-230-8581, you can sign up for the free consultation and get $100 off your first month's membership. That's Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Check them out today.
Hey, tired of not being able to smile at family gatherings or while taking pictures? Aria Dental All-on-4 Dental Implant Treatment is for you. You can have a new set of brand new beautiful teeth in 24 hours after surgery. The All-on-4 will give you the closest option to your natural teeth. Dr. Joe, he's so cool. 20 years of dental implant experience and surgeries. He trains and lectures all over the world all about dental implants. And he lives right here in Phoenix. Aria will save you thousands and thousands of dollars compared to the corporate dental implant centers. They're locally owned and they pass the savings on to their patients. If you want a beautiful new set of teeth and overall improve the quality of your life, go to AriaDentalImplantCenter.com. There's a free consultation if you mention me. That's Aria. A-R-I-A, DentalImplantCenter.com.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
Let's join the Suns and rally the Valley. This Monday, join Arizona's family couchside as the Suns play against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Turn your TV to over-the-air channel 3 or channel 44. If you have Cox Cable, turn to channel 13. And for Dish, turn to channel 44. You can also watch on Fubo. Tip off Monday at 4:30 on Arizona's Family Sports. Support your Phoenix Suns from courtside to couchside. Visit acfamily.com and click Suns Games for listings.
Ron Wolf Presley here. I'm here with the chairman of the Auction Indian Community and my good friend, Robert Miguel. Robert, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Soho. It's good to see you.
It's good seeing you. You've always been so positive. In what ways has the community impacted Maricopa and the state in a positive way?
Well, financially, we've been able to give back, and we want to help as much as we can because that's who we are as auction people.
You've been called small but mighty as a community. Your community continues to evolve. What do you see happening over the next 5 to 10 years?
Continued growth. We're going to see new roads, new buildings, new experiences. We want to continue to be more involved and continue to evolve overall, so we're seeing positive things.
What does it mean to you to be friends?
To give back, and we're here to support in every way possible to the great state of Arizona.
And this is exactly what we mean when we say
we all win with auction.
Your favorite band of all time, Modern English.
Modern English.
So, Jim.
Yes, sir.
When we were talking with Allie Ewing,
yes,
and we got done with her, what was your question to me?
I don't remember.
Something about Bunker Karma?
Oh, yeah, Bunker Karma.
What about it?
Well, I hope that she, you know, she understands that it's in play.
Didn't you ask me if I had talked about it?
Yeah, well, Greg, sometimes I tune you out. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you would do something like that.
I know.
Kind of like some other time you tuned me out, too. Yeah. You got that, CQ?
I will have it for a promo next week. So yeah.
All right. Hey, so anyway, Full Swing. Did you watch it?
I have watched episodes. I haven't watched the whole thing yet.
All right. I semi-binged it.
Right.
I got through 7 of the episodes the other night. And just couldn't make it. I said, okay, I got to go to bed because it was Tuesday, or what was it, the 6th?
So I think yeah, that the 6th.
Tuesday
yeah.
or Wednesday, and I was up early that day already anyway. So anyway, listen to this cast of characters.
Oh, I know.
Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, Matt Fitzpatrick, his brother Alex Fitzpatrick. That episode was amazing. Really? Dustin Johnson was in there. Keegan Bradley. Oh, my gosh. Keegan Bradley.
Oh.
I don't know whether to feel bad for him or whether he's just a big baby.
Was it not making the Ryder Cup?
Huh?
Not making the Ryder Cup team?
It was absolutely amazing. Yeah. Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth. Joel Damon was his caddy. Was amazing.
Gino is awesome.
And then they touched on LIV Golf and Ryder Cup. Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, if you didn't watch Full Swing 1, go back and watch Full Swing 1, then watch Full Swing 2. Netflix did an amazing job with mm-hmm. this. The only thing that the critics are saying is beating up on the U.S. for not allowing them in the locker room for the Ryder Cup and right. to really get into the nitty-gritty of the Patrick Cantlay hat gate.
Yep. Well, what I think is really kind of cool is you're still seeing Dustin Johnson in the tape, right? But what I really like about it is you look at like guys like Joel Damon. Joel Damon, quite honestly, is very, very fortunate. He's a great player. Don't get me wrong. We've had him on there.
Yeah.
But he's a journeyman, and he's making the best of it. But for him to kind of let down the walls and just say, you know, I'm unmotivated, and Gino telling him, listen, you got to get some help.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got to look into this. You know, I don't want to go get another bag, but if I have to, I will.
Yeah.
And kind of snapped him into it. You know, I'm going to do something. But you forget that these guys
are just human.
They're just human beings. You look at Joel Damon. Oh, everybody, I'd love to trade plays with Joel Damon. Any PGA Tour player, I'd love. It's not as easy as you think, folks.
And in the same breath, I'm going to say, look, they only play maybe 28 times a year. Really? Yeah. You're playing for less than half or just over half the year you're working? Come on, really? All right, Jim.
But, Greg, you know when you're not playing your best golf.
Yes.
You know how taxing that can be.
I definitely know.
You know, but when you're playing good golf, I feel like when I'm playing well, I feel like I could stand on one leg and hit it anywhere I want to, right? But it's confidence.
Definitely.
And you lose that confidence. You lose, and people say, you know, golf is, you know, so much mental. And it is. It's just very, very interesting to peel that layer back.
Okay, you guys have 3 minutes to finish up the show.
Okay. All right.
10 minutes worth of content. So
here is the Masters preview for this week.
Good. Tremendous.
First of all, the tradition of the green jacket.
Yes.
A unique and cherished tradition of the Masters is awarding the green jacket to the tournament chairman. The green jacket, originally worn by members of Augusta National, served as a symbol of prestige and honor. Each year, current champion presents the jacket to the new winner in a heartwarming ceremony. Yeah, it's real heartwarming. Creating a link between the past and the present champions and adding a mystique and tradition of the Masters. If first one was given out, so the first Masters was in 1936. They didn't start giving the jacket out until like 1940, but they went back and retroactively gave the previous winners their jackets as well to be able to make it. Now, here's some of the top 10 most memorable tournaments. Number 10, the shot heard round the world. That's right. How many of you were there for 1935, the second year of the tournament, so it actually started in 34?
As the Augusta National Invitational.
As an Augusta National Invitational Tournament.
Yeah, that was a great shot.
Where Gene Sarazen hit the shot heard round the world with a miraculous double eagle on the from 235. Think about that back in 1935. 235-yard shot on the 15th hole. To go in on the final round, force a tie with Craig Wood, and in a 36-hole playoff the following day, Sarazen prevailed and won the seventh major title and became only one of five men to have all four major championships in his career.
36-hole playoff.
Holy that's cow. What most people forget is they remember the where they read about the three-wood shot, but they forget about the playoff.
Right.
No doubt about it. Another fine, memorable time. And these are ranked by Fred Altvater. So number 9 was in 1987. Everybody knows what happened then. Yeah. Seve Ballesteros had already won two jackets. Greg Norman was a dominant player of the time and desperately wanted a Masters title.
Larry Mize.
But little-known golf professional from Augusta, Georgia, Larry Mize beat him. Beat them both with a chip in on the 11th hole on the 11th green in a playoff. All three men had finished tied in their playoff, but on the 10th hole, Ballesteros failed to make par and was eliminated. And then Norman and Mize continued to the 11th hole to decide the winner. Norman found the green with his approach 20-foot birdie putt, showing too much respect for the water. I don't know about that. 20 foot's pretty close at the 11th hole. But Mize, off the green, went ahead, hit his shot first, pitched it in. Greg Norman could not convert, and that
and was... And you can still see Larry jumping.
Yes.
That was it. So that is this week's Masters preview. We'll get into some more Masters previews next week, and as we go up to the Masters Championship coming up in about a month. We want to thank Allie Ewing for joining us.
She was a lot of fun.
Outstanding LPGA Tour star. If you didn't get a chance to hear her interview live, go to BunkerGolf.com this week and you'll be able to hear her interview. In the meantime, thank you for listening. Make sure you go to Bunker Golf, get signed up for the Family 4-Pack to win, and get out there, play some golf. Kevin McCabe is up next. We're out of here.
Holla.